Blog Talk Radio.
Relationships don't work between black people. Racism, white supremacy is the reason.
Absolutely.
Can't get a job in the hood and you educated. Racism, white supremacy.
Absolutely.
Can't get an
Tonight is the $1 trillion flow night. This is Friday. The $1 trillion flow night. I want to thank Sister Mary Ripley. I talked to her earlier today. She just overcome the virus. And they thought she wasn't going to make it. Prayer changes things. I want to say to you tonight, God bless you. This is the $1 trillion flow night. Where's the money? Who got the money? And what to do with the money? But tonight, we're gonna have Pearl to testify. And we're going to have Mary to read the 23rd number of Psalms. And we've been doing that all the month. And we're going to continue this month. Because so many people are being helped. So many people are depressed now. So many people are hurting. And one lady said she just can't sleep at night. She jumps. And she said she imagined what them folks going through over there with Russia bombing. And I'm going to talk a little about that. But prayer changes things. Prayer is the order of the day. I'm praying for you, doing you, and I pray for my mother. Pray for her every letter, every telephone call. I want to thank those Bright Star. I prayed with her earlier today on her way up to Canada. And I want to tell you tonight, I want you to get ready for God to give you a blessing. I want you to get ready to claim your financial wealth. Debt free. I was talking to Mother Mary Ridley. She said, Bishop, everything I got in the house is debt free. The house debt free. I don't owe nobody nothing. And she said, thank be to God. You know, the little girl got shot in the head on her birthday praying for that family. Just think about it. She got a girl 12 years old. She got killed on her birthday. Because somebody rattled her, shooting down the street, with pistols. There's too many guns in these streets. And the two police was at Maxwell getting a hot dog this morning. The boy came up to get a hamburger himself. He dropped his gun in his waist, dropped out. You know, they got the pants low anyway, so anything might happen. He started shooting at the police. Dumb criminals. Let me say it again. Dumb thieves. Okay. Another guy jumped in the car. The car was at the filling station. And the guy went in to get the gas. And another van pulled up. The boy jumped out the van and jumped in the car. He couldn't drive the car because the stick shift. Dumb. And they got enough gas. Get where they supposed to go. The pastor said somebody stole her car down in Monroe, Louisiana, and they ran in the mud out of gas. Dumb again. These guys are 13, 12, 14 doing this stuff. They learning how to drive planes and cars on PlayStation. So they learn how to rob PlayStation. All this stuff that's out there is messing with their mind. So where's the mother with these boys, 12 and 13, out to 1 and 2 o'clock? Another boy pulled a pistol on the police. Police shot and killed him. And they all, oh, police killed. What are you doing out at 1 o'clock in a school day? And he's 12 and 13 years old, ain't got a pistol. Parents got to step up to the plate, and some got to read on. The boy went to school with the pistol in Ohio. The daddy bought him the gun. You know he retarded. Something wrong with him. His elevator ain't going up, and your elevator ain't going up to buy him a gun. So the mom and daddy messed up, so the child going to be messed up. I say. I want to say that tonight. I'm praying for Sister Lucy down in Hammond, Louisiana. I'm praying for you tonight. Tell you tonight, God got what you need. God got what you want. And you have to acknowledge God and what he's going to do for you. I'm going to ask Sister Mary Hawkins from Detroit to read the scripture, because my thing is the scripture. You need to hear the word of God. I'm praying for you, Brother Joe down in Atlanta. I'm also praying for you, Lisa. And I want to tell you tonight, there's no sorrow left that ever cannot hear. I want you to get in gear for God to do something for you, the job that you need. Whatever you need, God got it. But some of you is so involved with self. You're so involved with materialistic things, you lose the power of God telling you. I want to say this. What's going over, what Russia and Putin doing is wrong. And the world community, they wrong for not stepping in. The man already done bombed the nuclear plant. If that stuff get in the air, it can float all over the world. That's how dangerous it is. But the Bible said walls and rumors of walls, and the Bible said man will destroy himself. And don't you see thousands of people trying to get somewhere happening worldwide too? How do people flee in the country? Because one corrupt man tried to declare a war. So Russia and Putin he's the president for life in Russia. So whatever he do, it's going to be all right. To the world community, say enough is enough. You know, just what I want to say, things are happening around the world. You could on the TV at the internet, you can see what's happening in Russia, China, all over. And Putin is a bully, and ain't no man with any common sense bomb women and children. And the Republicans, they scared them. I guess they got some of his money. They're talking about cutting his money off. How you cut a man's money off and he got money all over Russia in caves and stuff, okay? He got his own plane, his own tank. And he put that nuke up there. The Americans know, y'all mess with me, I'm going to drop this bomb. So you got, that's the power country. The country's got power. They got the bomb. They got the bomb. And let me tell you, Russia got it. American got it. Israel got it. Okay? They don't want nobody else to have it in the world. Okay? Because that can be World War V, World War IV. But I want to say to you tonight, God is still in control. And I want to say that to you tonight. God bless you tonight. We're going to talk about the current event, but we're going to talk about debt-free. We're going to talk about money for your business, money. You know, all the silver, all the golden word ain't nothing. Mary Hawkins, you on the air. God bless you. This is Friday tonight, $1 trillion for night. We want you to read the 23rd number song for us. This is Mary Hawkins from Detroit. Okay, Mary.
Lord is my shepherd. I should not want. He making me to lie down in green pastures. He leading me beside the still waters. He restored my soul. He leading me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou prepares a table for me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anoints my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. I read the 23rd number Psalm.
Thank you for that reading of the 23rd. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. That psalm been read over funerals. That psalm's been read. And I know one lady, she read that psalm every day. I know another lady carry that psalm in her bosom. And I know my grandmother used to read that psalm every morning before she started her day. So this psalm is what is more people read this psalm, the 23rd number psalm. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Number one, it lets you know that you know that God is over you and he's going to protect you. Yea, though I walk through the valley shadow of death. Isn't it a day? And he said, I walk through that. And he said, God is with him. That's David. 23rd number, the Lord is my shepherd. That means that you got to know that God is your shepherd, and a shepherd always take care of the sheep. So if God, your shepherd, he's going to watch over you, body, mind, soul, and spirit. Whatever report the doctor gave you, God's going to give you a good report. Okay? Somebody got a testimony tonight that it was all right. As a matter of fact, Sister Charles called me, and she had both her breasts, which is a mammogram, I think is what you call it. And she said, wasn't nothing wrong. Her breast was hurting. She thought she had cancer, and it didn't show up on the radar, nothing. Sometimes it's your mind. Sometimes you're around evil folks, and that spirit will jump off on you because evil is ramping wide now than ever before. So I'm going to tell you why tonight, but we're talking about the $1 trillion flow. I'm talking about time for you to go in business. It's time for you to motivate somebody and help them with their business. It's time for you to be independent. We got to grow our corn. We got to get out in the field and begin to do some farming. Because right now they got genetic food, processed food. Processed food ain't doing nothing but killing you, your children, and your family. You got to have some soul food, greens, cornbread, black-eyed peas, black beans. You got to go back to eating right. The McDonald's, Burger King, all them, they can't help you because they can't help you because their food is processed food. You need something that ain't been chemicalized, ain't been messed with, ain't been genetic, and you want to wear you sick. Your body's sick. If your body's sick, your mind's sick. If your mind's sick, you're going to act crazy and do crazy things. But if you got a sound mind and a good body, everything going to work out. Hello. Thank you, Chancellor. Now, I want to say this. Testimony is good. Back in the church prayer, they just said, I believe I testified where I got a chance because tomorrow ain't promised. That's what we used to say down south. The church was way back in the woods, go down a dirt road and walk to the church. And when you get to the church, they got a cemetery on one side, cemetery in the back. So when you go there, one lady said, I go to church because I can see my grandmother's grave, my great-grandmother's grave. I look out the window and see their grave and smile. But now we don't do that. But we have down south, the graveyard right there in the church. You know, and in the Bible, in Acts chapter 5, it said, Aaron and I were very lied about what they're going to give God. He died, and they wind him up and carried him out to the grave. So the grave is back there. So it's not good to lie to God. It's not good to lie to the Holy Ghost. Be honest with yourself and be honest with prayer. I want to tell you tonight, God got a blessing with your name on it, and God knows your name. God knows every hair on your head. He already knows when you're going to leave him or you're going to stay. Come on. I want to testify this morning because I'm testifying. I want to thank God for those that called me for prayer. You know, I was sitting here. You know, go get some coffee. The phone just started ringing. And I had to pray for 4 or 5 people. I thank God I'm able to pray for somebody. You ought to be able to say something good about somebody. You know, I want to tell you God is good. I'm going back to Detroit. Mother Prayer always got a good testimony. And my Mother Prayer to testify. Okay, Mother Prayer, you testify now.
Giving honor to my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I was glad this morning to wake up and see a brand new day. I know it was the Lord that awakened me because it wasn't no alarm clock. And I just want to thank him. And for some reason, I can't go to sleep at night until I get on the air. I've been able to go to sleep just drifting on, but now I can't do that anymore. And I want to thank the Lord for everything he has done for me. And the Lord is blessing me every day. And I just want to thank him. Sometimes I get scared because I'm getting blessing. Blessing on top of blessing. And I just thank the Lord for being able to help somebody else when I get blessed. I want to bless somebody else.
Amen.
And I want to keep on keeping on because the Lord, he do not make no mistake. He didn't put me here to just let me be here and not to help somebody. I've been helping people all my life, and I'm going to continue. Look like to me, every time I help somebody, I feel better.
Amen.
And I want to thank the Lord for it, and I thank him each and every day for letting me be here to help somebody and do something for somebody. And God bless each and every one that listens tonight. And God just keep on keeping on, for God is in the blessing plan. He ain't never made no mistake. We make mistakes, but he don't. And I just want to thank him.
I thank you for that testimony. That was Mother Pearl from the church. She gave a testimony. But, you know, when she was talking, I thought about this. That you can't be God-given no matter how you try. And more you give, more he's going to give back to you. Like when the children were big, live in the temple. God told them to bring the silver and gold. They brought so much, and God multiplied. Now, let me tell you something. When you begin to see, God's going to give back to you. You see clothes, you're going to get clothes. You see money, you're going to get money. God's going to keep your covenant full of blessings. If you just keep on seeing, God's going to keep on blessing you. And it's no shock. I'm talking about debt-free house. I want to talk about debt-free. That means you need a roof on your house. You need your house payment. If God gave you the money, go get it done. Don't owe nobody nothing. You know what I'm saying? So I'm praying tonight for the trillion flow and for young folks coming out of college. Young folks, go get your business. I was talking to a young man. He bought his girlfriend a Lamborghini, and he bought a Porsche. He said, Bishop, I'm able to do it. I'm doing it. And he said, I ain't robbing nobody. I got my business. I got my two businesses going. And I'm going to help somebody. And somebody's going to get some help. And I want to tell you tonight, whatever you're going through, go through it. God's going to bless you. I'm praying for you. I want to thank Sister Regina. She takes the prayer on Sunday. And she's been coming down, but she's all right. We're praying for her. I pray that God will open up a door. I say, I shall answer. Right now, this is what I want to tell you. It's a picture of what's going on. It's in the Bible. Wars and rumors. After this Russia war, there's going to be a war in the Middle East. Or with Israel. After that, there's going to be a war in Africa. So this is just one war. Now, this kid Gary could be a world war. If they turn that nuclear stuff loose, it killed people for thousands of miles. So what Biden and all the people got to do is make up their mind, is they going to stop Russia or they going to let Russia do what Hitler did? Hitler killed 6 million people. And when he killed them folks, he didn't have no remorse. Women's children, had them in the concentration camp, 6 million. And the Jews got something never forget. I don't know how they forget what Hitler did and seeing what Putin's doing. The whole world is looking at Putin. I'm asking you to pray. Prayer change things. I'm asking you to dig in and pray for God to give you the right mind, the right spirit. People being murdered and drum out and run out of their house. So what I'm saying, on this Friday, God is still good. You got a roof over your head, shoes on your feet. We got some people, they need to see a doctor or a dentist. And they all messed up in the head, but God is still keeping them. God is in control tonight. And I want to pray for you. Everybody on the line got an issue. We all got issues. Now, here's how you attack your issue. You sit there and cry, but you got to get ready. A mother, I was talking to Mother Ridley. She said she had COVID. Took all the shots. She let go. But she said, bitch, when I went down on my knees on the side of that bed and prayed, things started getting better. She said, people, the pastor opened up the door and let people come in the church, and half the people got sick, and some of them died. So you got to be governed by your own mind. If God said go, go. If God said don't go, sit down and wait till you hear from God. Lord, do you see all those people leaving from over there? It hurts you. It hurts your heart to see how men hate each other and the killing. We got just much killing here in Chicago and Detroit and L.A. And Houston and Dallas and Minnesota than they got over there in a wall. where they got tanks and planes and shoot people down. Over the weekend, we might have 500 cars, or another five in L.A., another five. At the end of the weekend, we done had about 2,000 people killed and about 1,000, 2,000 people injured, shot, foot, and they all done by bullets. Until we get ready to take these companies, these factories that make these guns, so we sue them and get ready to shut them down, we're not going to move the gun. The boy, last night, let me tell you, I got to tell you. So two police were on lunch to Maxwell Grill. You in Chicago, you know, you go get your hot dog, get your pork chop sandwiches, get your attached meat. So they were there. Here's a dumb crook. Get out the car with the pistol in his waistband. He ain't got no waist, got the pants down. And it fell out on the ground. He grabbed a gun and shot the two police, but they got it. He's a dumb criminal with no education. Here's a boy go in the dealership and his paper was out of gas. Dumb. Okay. No education. They need to go back to school and be educated. Here's a boy jump in a car. He can't drive a six shift. He up the creek, down. Here's a boy breaking the store. And when he get in the store and open the safe, ain't nothing there, down. Dumb criminals. Here's a boy, here's four boys pick up an armored car. The armored car is dropping boxes off. Ain't no money in the car. Dumb. See? Doing dumb stuff, killing people for nothing. They're criminals and they're demons. Now, let me help you with that, or you might know what I'm talking about. In the Bible, Revelation chapter 12, verse 7, this is what it says. Michael and his angels fought the devil and his dragon. And the dragon was kicked out of heaven. And his angel's wings were clipped. When they got to the earth, Regina, when they got to the earth, they started having sex. The angels started having sex with humans. Now, when they started having sex with humans, Robin, this is what happened to them, Jerry. When they started having sex with humans, out of that relationship, the angels having sex with humans, that's where the giants come from. Okay? Now, the giants, they were big. They were 6 feet tall, 7 feet tall, big. The giants started having sex with humans. Out of that relationship came evil spirits. Now, mind you, the giants died out. They all died out, Rose. They all died out. They was extinct. Okay. But they left their seed in the belly of women, and those kids are evil. And they're around now. It ain't no color. My black, white, now. This evil, ain't no color on evil. Evil is evil, okay? Hate is hate. So what I'm telling you tonight, this is where all this come from. The angel Michael Raphael, an angel's coming down on earth to straighten this stuff out. And the devil know that his days is numbered. You and me got to stay prayerful. And God going to give the desires of our heart. Psalm 119, Psalm 37, fret not thyself with evildoers. Tonight, Friday night, before you go to bed, I want you to read Psalm 119. Read it down. Read it 1 to 100. Stop at the 100th verse. And Mary, you read it four ways. East, west, north, and south. And each time you read it, Regina, you make a request to the west, to the north, to the south. And praise God, because mother is going to be done. Pearl, when you ask, you have not because you ask not. And Sherry, all you got to do is ask, and it'll open up for you. Wayne, I'm telling you tonight, God's going to give you desires of your heart. I feel the $1 trillion flow tonight that what's been stolen from the black man, that God's going to restore. I want you to get ready now. Floods and tornadoes in the south and some part of the west this March. It's going to happen. And at the end of March, you're getting ready for hurricanes. It's going to hit Florida. It's going to hit Mobile, Alabama. It's going to hit some part of Louisiana. And down all the way down to Texas, Houston, Dallas. All the way down to New Mexico. God is not playing. Now, I'm prophesying this now. Floods, storms, and tornadoes going to hit. In some areas, it's going to snow, and you ain't never seen no snow. And it's going to flood where it ain't never flooded at. God is trying to get our attention. And if you can't read the handwriting on the wall, go to Daniel 5, read the whole chapter. Could nobody read that writing, Gary, but Daniel. Daniel was in the lion's den. They had to go get him out for him to read the writing. So I don't want your kingdom because I got God. I want you to get ready tonight in your mind. The vision I'm going to plant a seed to the ministry. Go to my website, thusseedabrahamjoneslake.com. And go to my PayPal and you can do it. Else go and mail it to Post Office Box 28907 Chicago, Illinois, 6063. I want to thank you down in Vaughan, Mississippi. I want to thank you for your donation, your seed. Now, for that seed that you did, I'm going to give you a prophecy. For this money out, what you see, that God going to get it back. Gonna give back to you 100 times for what you'll see. Now, let me pray. Father God, right now in the name of Jesus, I decree that everyone that's seated gives back to them, check down, press them running over, and give them the trillion flow in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. That's money on his way. Thank you. I want to pray again. Father God, touch them that got cancer. Tuberculosis, cataract, tumor. God, those that have a headache, those that don't know how to get healed, I decree the angel Raphael for the healing tonight. I decree a breakthrough for them tonight. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, I just want you to get ready. Because I feel that, you know, a lot of people tell me, baby, I've been feeling so sad. They've been feeling so sad because so much going on. God is in control, okay? As long as you know God in control, you ain't got to worry about it. So God's going to take care of things. He's going to take care of like it's supposed to be, and you're going to be all right. So we let God take care of God. God's going to do it quick, fast, and in a hurry. You know, I've been talking about the power of the Holy Ghost all this week. And I want to let you know that God knows your name, know where you at. And, you know, I want to say to you, Mary, I'm praying for you. Mary Ridley, thank you for your testimony. Mother Pearl, thank you for your testimony. See, Mother Pearl already said that God is doing something for us. And, you know, you need to pray that prayer of faith. With all the evil that's going on, I just explained to you what happened. When the giants died, they died out. But the babies were left. Okay? But when the angels came down, they brought all kind of spells and witchcraft and everything. So when they come out of them, their wing was clipped. They couldn't go back to the heavenly realm. They could never go back because Michael and his angel run them out. Their wing was clipped. They were earthbound. Okay? They was earthbound. Okay? And the giants was earthbound till they got extinct. You know, and after that happened, they had made it with humans. And out of the sex with the giant and the mother had evil spirits. That was evil spirits. killing going on. The evil spirit, the evil, and can't nothing move them but prayer and the power of God. You know, they know every trick in the book, but prayer can change it. And I want to say this to you. I'm Mother Rickley. I'm praying for you. Also, Sister Pam, just go out for you. Pastor Rose Edward, just go out for you. They jacked her car in the church parking lot, but it ran out of gas and they left it in a field. Glory, hallelujah.
soul for many reasons. I'm happy to be here today. I would like to use as a subject from which to preach this morning, remaining awake through a great revolution. The text for the morning is found in the book of Revelation. There are two passages there that I would like to quote. In the 16th chapter of that book, behold, I make all things new. The former things are passed away. I'm sure that most of you have read that arresting little story from the pen of Washington Irving, entitled Rip Van Winkle. The one thing that we usually remember about the story is that Rip Van Winkle slept 20 years. But that is another point in that little story that is almost always completely overlooked. It was a sign in the end, from which Rip went up in the mountain for his long sleep. Rip Van Winkle went up in the mountain. The sign had a picture of King George III of England. When he came down, 20 years later, the sign had a picture of George Washington, the first president of the United States. And Rip Van Winkle looked up at the picture of George Washington, but in looking at the picture, he was amazed. He was completely lost. He knew not who he was. And this reveals to us that the most striking thing about the story of Rip Van Winkle is not merely that Rip slept 20 years, but that he slept through a revolution. While he was peacefully snoring up in the mountain, a revolution was taking place that at points would change the course of history. And Rip knew nothing about it. He was asleep. Yes, he slept through a revolution. One of the great liabilities of life is that all too many people find themselves living amid a great period of social change, and yet they fail to develop the new attitudes, the new mental responses that the new situation demands. They end up through a revolution. And I can be no gainsaying of the fact that a great revolution has taken place in the world today. In the sense it is a triple revolution. That is a technological revolution with the impact of automation and cybernation. Then that is a revolution in weaponry with the emergence of atomic and nuclear weapons of warfare. Then that is a human rights revolution with the freedom explosion that has taken place all over the world. Yes, we do live in a period where changes are taking place. That is still the voice crying through the vista of time, saying, behold, I make all things new. The former things are passed away. Now, whenever anything new comes into history, it brings with it new challenges and new opportunities. I would like to deal with the challenges that we face today as a result of this triple revolution that is taking place in the world today. First, we are challenged to develop a world perspective. No individual can live alone. No nation can live alone. And anyone who feels that he can live alone is sleeping through a revolution. The world in which we live is geographically one. The challenge that we face today is to make it one in terms of brotherhood. Now, it's true that the geographical oneness of this age has come into being to a large extent through modern man's scientific ingenuity. Modern man, through his scientific genius, has been able to form distance and place time and change. Our jet planes have compressed into minutes distances that once took weeks and even months. All of this tells us that our world is enabled through our scientific and technological genius. We have made this world a neighborhood, and yet we have not had the ethical commitment to make up a brotherhood. Somehow and in some way we've got to do this. We must all learn to live together as brothers. We will all perish together as food. We are tied together in the single garment of destiny, caught in an inescapable network of mutuality. Whatever affects one directly affects all indirectly. For some strange reason, I can never be what I ought to be until you are what you ought to be. And you can never be what you ought to be until I am what I ought to be. This is the way God's universe is made. This is the way it's structured. John Donne caught it years ago and placed it in graphic terms. No man is an island in time itself. Every man is a piece of the continent, a part of the main. And he goes on toward the end to say, any man's death diminishes me because I am involved in mankind. Therefore, never send to know who the bell will tell. It's told to believe. We must see this, believe this, and live by it. We are to remain awake through a great revolution. Secondly, we are challenged to eradicate the last vestiges of racial injustice from our nation. I must say this morning that racial injustice is still the black man's burden and the white man's shame. It is an unhappy truth that racism is a way of life for the vast majority of white Americans, spoken and unspoken, acknowledged and denied, subtle, sometimes not so subtle. The disease of racism permeates and poisons a whole body politic. And I can see nothing more urgent for America to work passionately and unrelentingly to get rid of the disease of racism. Something positive must be done. Everyone must share in the guilt. individuals and as institutions. Government must certainly share the guilt. Individuals must share the guilt. Even the church must share the guilt. We must face the sad fact. 7 o'clock on Sunday morning when we stand to say, in Christ there is no east nor west. Stand in the most segregated hour of America. The hour has come for everybody, for all institutions, the public sector and the private sector, work to get rid of racism. Now, if we are to do it, we must honestly admit certain things and get rid of certain myths that have constantly nation. One is the myth of time. It is the notion that only time can solve the problem of racial injustice. There are those who often sincerely say to the Negro and his allies in the white community, why don't you slow up? Stop pushing things so fast. Only time can solve the problem. If you will just be nice and continue to pray, in 100 or 200 years, the problem will work itself out. That is an answer to that myth. It is a time is neutral. It can be used either constructively or destructively. I'm sorry to say this morning that I'm absolutely convinced that the forces of ill will in our nation, the extreme righteous of our nation, the people on the wrong side, abuse time much more effectively than the forces of good will. It may well be that we will have to repent in this generation, not merely for the vitriolic words and the actions of the bad people, but for the appalling silence and indifference of the good people who sit around and say, wait on time. Somewhere we must come to see that human progress never rolls in on the wheels of inevitability. Comes through the tireless efforts and the persistent work of dedicated individuals who are willing to be co-workers with God. Without this hard work, time itself becomes an ally of the primitive forces of social stagnation. So we must have time and realize that the time is always right to do right. Now that is another myth that still gets around. It is a kind of over-reliance on the bootstrap philosophy. There are those who still feel that if the Negro is to rise out of poverty, if the Negro is to rise out of slum conditions, he is to rise out of discrimination and segregation, he must go it all by himself. And so they say the Negro must lift himself by his own bootstraps. They never stop to realize no other has been a slave on American soil. People who say this never stop to realize that the nation made the black